And the next case is Leonard Piega. I believe it's, I'm not pronouncing that right. Please tell me, versus Specialties Finishing. And Chief Judge Moore, we have the participant.
Good morning. My name is Terry Anderson. I represent Jessica Meridiega. We are appealing the judgment of the Workers' Compensation Court and the District Court for denying her claim for relief under the Workers' Compensation Law. Jessica was injured when she suffered a separation of her leg while walking in a parking lot owned by her employer, Specialties. This injury occurred shortly after she exited her car, which was parked in that lot, and it's not exactly clear how far she was walking this occurred. The district judge found as a fact that the injury occurred while she was walking, and I don't think there's any reason to doubt that. So that the facts of the case are she was walking after leaving her car. Something happened in her leg. She felt it. She described screaming, tweaking, and she fell.
And the injury itself precedes on false as
well. I'm not so sure about that, Your Honor, in any other matters, but the judge found, the district judge found that the fall didn't cause the injury, that the injury preceded the fall. And I assume that that's the facts in this record.
Was there medical evidence?
No, there was no medical evidence indicating that the fall caused the injury, and nor are we making that an issue in this appeal that the fall did cause the injury, because we think in the end, the district judge applied the wrong law. Here's what the workers' comp judge said in his court. He said, more or less, that employment did not contribute to the injury, so Specialties should not be liable. And I think that shows that the workers' comp believed that it was Jessica's obligation in some fashion to show that the risk of harm or the injury that she had suffered was in some way caused by or related to her employment. And that simply isn't the law in this state.
Is it your position that just because an accident happens on the employer premises, they are liable?
Here's our position. If you look at workers' compensation for injuries to workers on a continuum, if you start over here, 100 years ago, it was pretty much, if you get hurt at work, it's your problem. The opposite side of that continuum would be if you get hurt at work, it's the employer's blame. Workers' compensation was a task to move us from that far left position where we were, fellow serving doctors and so forth, move us from that closer to some other approach that doesn't depend upon fault. Nebraska, by adopting the Larson case on the positional risk doctrine, moved us even further towards that position. But we are not at that other end of the continuum. So the answer to your question, Judge, is no. Just because the accident happened at work doesn't make it compensable. However, if an accident does arise and does happen in the course of employment, the Larson court said, I think on 618 Northwest Second, 674, the Lawson Court quoted Professor Larson, who's a leader in this area, who said that the plaintiff worker has proved her case when she has shown that the injury occurred at work, and that it now becomes the obligation of the employer to show that there's some idiopathic cause, some personal cause. And our court adopted that.
Lawson was laid off the position on this doctrine to apply to purely unexplained fault.
Your Honor, with respect, I think that's quite what they said. On page 618, Northwest 672, the court says that the main issue presented here is whether an injury without an explanation can be a compensable neutral injury. They noticed the accidents that others on entry not fall. And while it's true, the event there was fall, as I say in my brief, there are lots of events. And the event here was basically the injury happening, something happened after the fall. I believe that the positional risk doctrine in workers' compensation cases requires this approach by the judge. Once the worker has shown that the injury occurred at work, as Larson said, she has proved her case, and it is now up to the employer to show that the injury was caused by something else. Says it something personal, getting back, pre-existing injury or something of that nature. Larson uses the famous hypothetical of an arrow coming out of nowhere and hitting the worker while the worker's at work. And that clearly can't be caused by employment. The arrow came from nowhere. And yet, Larson says, that would be compensable. Well, in this case, we don't know where that arrow came from because, yes, it was late yesterday, but it did. It broke.
The difference, the distinction, though, is even looking at the positional risk doctrine as defined by Larson and as set forth in Nipper, the distinction is that the positional risk doctrine applies when someone meets with an accident because they have to be at work. And anyone else who would have been in that place at that time would have suffered the same injury, like the arrow, or lightning, or tornado, as a NATO. So it's some other force causing the injury while someone is required to be at work. This is more the application of positional risk doctrine was intended to apply to.
I don't think so, Your Honor. I think that it's actually somewhat more subtle than that. What the court has said is that when there is an unexplained injury, and also the court talked about injuries, not causation, talked about injuries. When there is an unexplained injury, the court said, if it is unexplained, it is the force neutral. And here we have an injury that is unexplained. It wasn't explained as idiopathic. It wasn't explained as causing unemployment. Yes, that doesn't have to do that. The burden is on the employer who shows that.
So you have completely unknown basis. That isn't the facts in this case. We know what happened here. It's not like Locke's time, is it? Locke's been the employee turned around and next thing he knew was his ambulance. In this case, at least what the court found was that she took a step and had pain, and that was the injury. So we know what happened. It's not an unknown
situation. In one sense, all we know is the event. In terms of causation, we know nothing about causation. We don't, in the same way that we don't know anything about the person who shot that arrow. All we know is an arrow came there. All we know here is that Jessica's leg was broken. We don't know what caused it. We know to one cause that didn't operate as the effective cause, and that is that she had some prior condition. There was some suggestion that she perhaps injured her leg earlier, or that she had some medical problem. The judge found specifically that was not the case. There's no evidence supporting either one of them. So I guess I disagree with you. We don't know what caused this injury. Maybe she tripped on something that blew away. Maybe a gust of wind caused her to shift her weight over to her left side, Something caused her ankle to break. And if it wasn't idiopathic, then that cause is compensable. I don't think we should ever ignore what the Supreme Court has said in all of these cases, and that is the whole purpose of the workers' compensation law is to move us away from this fault-based causation look at workers' injuries, and that if a worker is injured on the job, the injury should be compensated by the insurance that the worker, the employer will have. And that the only limitation on that can be critics, such as Pelley, the appellee's criticism is a mirror of almost everyone else's criticism, and that is, we've taken the arising out of the statute. And the answer is, no, we haven't. All we've done is slid that arrow towards the right side of the continuum and said, the only time an injury that arises at work won't be covered is when it is caused by something personal. That's my ex-wife up there. She might be pulling that arrow, shooting that arrow at me. And the arrow hits me. I'm not covered by workers' compensation because that's a personal risk. So absent some showing like that, anything that isn't getting attacked that causes an injury, and this was an injury, was an accident under the workers' compensation, facing defense. I see my time's up. As usual, I wasted my rebuttal. Thank you.
Please. Good morning, Your Honor. Dennis Rickenberg, Kansas County Attorney's Magic Justice, appearing on behalf of the Appleman Special Pension Travers. It just occurred to me I had the pleasure of partying with him versus him all these years ago, and that didn't turn out so well. So try to be one for the year. One. Judge Frederick heard the facts, heard the evidence from the appellate that going in this case will not be established that her injuries were a result of an accident arising out of my point of special attention. Everyone can see that she was, of course, her employee's parking lot at the time, that's not an issue. The issue is whether or not the arising out of it still has any bearing on her decision whether or not it's over compensation. Or an injury at the job on the job is compensable. I take issue with the knowledge representation there. We're not trying to eliminate that wrong. That's exactly what's happening here. The argument is a fractured ankle occurs in the workplace, therefore it's compensable. It doesn't enforce it. We don't worry about the rising. The law has been clear. There are some problems with the compensation. The rising out of it, enforce. The key here is the rising out of it. The argument of applying the law explained in this case, in positional risk theory, I think is inappropriate. The positional risk theory can be longer than the panel, made very clear by the opening paragraph of the opinion. This case presents the question of whether unexplained falls in the post-employment. I was caught by the phrase unexplained falls, so I highlighted that in my search engine. And unexplained falls mentioned multiple 20 times. I did the same with unexplained injury. Unexplained injury was never referenced at all. That's not what that case stands for. This is a case bar, young, experiencing unexplained injury that resulted in a fault. Those are factual findings that are supported by the evidence. Exhibits 3, 8, 10, all substantially demonstrated findings. It's on an issue of question of fact, causation is a question of fact. This court does not reverse those findings unless they are wholly wrong. Frederick was clearly within his discretion in determining that the ankle fracture, and the fall, that did not result in any sort of injury. But the ankle fracture is not preventable because it's not associated with the risk associated with his point. Unless this court is inclined to eliminate that problem in the Workers' Compensation Act, I suggest that it's a must and should affirm Judge Frederick's finding.
So your position is that the laws of the case should be very narrower in terms of applying positional risk only to purely unexplained faults, which this case is not.
I don't know how else to read the laws. I appreciate the fact that you're trying some people are trying to slide the arrow to eliminate the right thing. That's not what laws and that laws. But he's speaking of a risk is an accident. That case was an unexplained fall, not an unexplained fracture. It's all right.
It is, and I think they even use the word several times, a bit of a presumption to say that the injury is lowest out of employment, the statutory is not supposed to assume because injury occurred at work.
And our brief, I think we took an opportunity to get a little bit of Boston in our brief.
I thought you might just learn that on Mr. Donahue's teaching here this morning.
No, I read signed off on how we have some of the wrong language for our part of the respect to laws. I understand it's not a form of argument overturning laws, and I think clearly 48-152 is a paragraph two, says there are no presumptions with respect to workers' compensation. That's exactly what happened here. You apply logs in this case, you're presuming and assuming and your roads are going. That's not what happened. That's not what Judge Frederick found. That's not what Gavin supports. It's medical. So Gavin supports Gavin. The law supports law. And somebody asked me to find out what he's going to do. Thank you.
You tell him that no time.
He has 3 seconds if he wants to.
Your Honor, but there's two occasions the Supreme Court said the injury is presumed to arise out of the agreement. But the word presumption is there, and it's there to shift the burden on the employer to show that it was able.
Thank you. Please submit it. We have an advisement.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.